Today, again, if you notice, on the 7th, I talked about vision, and today, again, once again, I want to talk about vision. Many people are trying to just live from day to day, but if you don't have no vision, then there's no way you can see the possibilities of tomorrow. You know, people always ask, well, what is y'all's vision? Well, I give vision all the time in ministry from the pulpit. You just need to learn to pick up on it. But on the 7th, I gave vision, and today I'm going to do that again. You know, when there's no vision, there's no anchor. There's no stability. People just drift along with every wave of circumstance that comes along. George Barna said, vision is a picture held in your mind's eye of the way things could or should be in the days ahead. You know, having vision for our lives and for our church, you know, it helps us to know where to go, and these are vitally important things. Now let's go once again to Habakkuk 2. And then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain on the tablets, that he may run who reads it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak, it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Behold the proud, his soul is not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith. Now, I think these verses here are telling us if we have vision from God, then we live that vision by faith. Vision and faith are connected. And, you know, this means that we see what God wants, then we believe it, and then we do it. Okay? We're not to live by what we see in the circumstances around us and in the world. We're to live by the vision that we receive from God. If you look in the Word of God, you'll find that all the great people in the Bible received a vision and then acted on it according to their faith. They saw the possibilities that exist, then they dared to believe and act on what they saw. You know, many years ago, September the 2nd, 1950, Dad received a mandate. He left this world in 2003, but Lynette and I, Craig and Denise, and the Rhema people, that is still our vision and our mandate. Go teach my people faith. That's the overall vision of Rhema, Rhema Bible Church, all the Rhemas around the world, all the Rhema people. That's our mandate. That's, you know, he used to go down the road, and I can remember it as a boy. And he's going down the road in the car, and he would say, Lord, I'm just one man. How can I do this? And when I realized and started Rhema Bible, he told me to start Rhema Bible Training Center. I realized this is the way that mandate is going to be carried out, and it's being carried out all over the world right now. But you see, vision helps us to see what is possible with God. 2 Corinthians 4:18 says, while we do not look at things which are seen, but at things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but things which are not seen are eternal. And then 2 Corinthians 5:7, for we walk by faith and not by sight. New Living of that says, for we live by believing and not seeing. The voice says, the path we walk is chartered by faith, not by what we see with our eyes. In other words, we have to walk out what we believe, not just what we're seeing or happening around us. You know, one of Paul's secrets to his success was the fact that he did not waver on the heavenly vision. In fact, when he was testifying, He said that he had been faithful to that heavenly vision. Anybody remember reading that in there? Yeah. You know, we have to realize that vision is not established by what is visible. Vision is established by what God gives to us to do. Paul went by what God told him to do. You know, God wants to share his vision for your life and for this church with you. Someone said, vision is an art of seeing things that others don't see. Now, I've envisioned, I have vision of this building. When I would stand right back here, we've added this. The pulpit used to be right here. In fact, there's a deal that comes up and down. It's probably down underneath that if you do that. But I would stand right here. And there was nothing here, but they were moving earth with my staff. There's Charlie sitting back there. He knows that I would come out here and I would see it. There wasn't nothing there but moving dirt. Then they started doing the concrete. Then they started erecting the steel. And I would bring the staff out here and I would say, this is where the pulpits be. This is it. The choir's back here. There. And they would nod their head. But like Tony told me later, Tony Cook said, we didn't really see it. But then as I talked to them more and more, then they began to see it too because they began to get the vision. You see, vision is seeing something that somebody else can't see. You know, throughout history, people have gotten visions from God and then they've gone to accomplish it. Do you see something that you want to do? Then make it happen. I'm talking about in the natural. But it's more in the spiritual sense. See, God gives every ministry and every church a vision that he wants them to do. It's the problem I see as I look around churchdom today is that everybody's trying to be a clone. God don't want that. He wants each church to have a vision to do what it does where it's at. Now, having the same unity within a group empowers a group. Having the same vision enables the efforts to be multiplied because everybody is on the same page, as we would say. Now, I don't know whether you ever studied the Corinthian church or not, but the Corinthian church, I attribute them to the church of today. They were carnal. They had all kinds of factions and divisions and groups. Come on now. See, and Paul was pleading with them in 1 Corinthians 1:10. Now I plead with you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. J.B. Phillips says, to speak with one voice and not allow yourself to be split up into parties. Altogether, you should be achieving a unity throughout and through in unity in thought and judgment. And the New Century says, all of you agree with each other not to be split into groups. I beg you to be completely joined together by having the same kind of thinking and the same purpose. You see, they didn't see everything eye to eye. They didn't have the same vision. Therefore, they didn't think the same way. They didn't speak the same way and ended up with division in the church. Now, Paul points out that the necessity for having one voice, one mind, and one purpose. Are y'all still here? Y'all going home on me? Okay. You know, sadly to say, some organizations and even churches are destroyed from within because they all can't get on the same page. They all don't have the same vision. This group wants to do this. This group wants to do this. This group wants to do this. Hey, and when this happens, then people begin to run wild and just do, this group's doing this and this group's doing that. And then there's no harmony. There's no unity. And this opens the door for conflict. And that opens the door for the enemy to kill, steal, and destroy. You know, we need to realize that conflict disables people from seeing what is possible. Vision enables people to see the possibilities God has for them. A vision of what to do and where to go is like a road map. It helps you to move. Now, most of you younger generation don't know nothing about road maps. But used to, if we were traveling across country, going back into the 50s, you stop at a service station and they had road maps. And you unfold the thing, and you know. I was walking through Walmart last night and I went by to check. Yep, sure enough. They got a small section. It says Rand Road Atlas. Rand McNally Road Atlas. You know. Well, you see, some people can get those. Now we're even past that. Now, I went and I bought one of those not long ago and just put it in my car because sometimes I just like to look and see how some. But now you got that little screen in your car, or you got that little whatever you call that, the Grumman GPS deal or whatever, you know. And it's showing you where to go. But I'm going to tell you what, I found out that don't always get you to the same from where you're supposed to go. But I tell you what, you open up that road map and you follow that road map and go to the place where it has the streets, it'll get you there. I was in Dallas here. Oh, it's been a while back now. Been more than a while back. And Lynette and I were going somewhere, and that she had it plugged in, and it was saying this, that, and other. I said, that's not the way to get there. You could eventually got there going that way, but my soul, it took you way. You know, I said, I know this town. I know what to do. I went the other way and got there. But you know what? Every time I would turn and go, it would say rerouting, rerouting, rerouting. We don't need to be rerouting all the time. We need to stay focused on our vision, going straight forward what the vision God has given us. Rhema Bible Church. You know, no church organization can do it all. That's why God's got different ones doing different things. For years, people would try to say, oh, you need to have a K-12 Christian school. And my answer was always the same. That's not the vision God gave us. God gave that vision to somebody else. That's the problem with a lot of places. It may be a good deal. It may be something that is needed. But if it's not what your vision is and God's given you, then don't do it. Many years ago, when right after the church started and I was praying about, you know, things that the church needs to do and so forth, the Lord spoke to me and told me, and I haven't said this in a while, but he said, any time that you're taking time and money away from the vision I called you to do and putting it on something else, you're in disobedience. And, you know, he said, it may be good and it may be something that needs to be done, But that's not what your vision is. And I would tell them all the time, that's not our vision. That's not what God told us to do. Now, there's nothing wrong with the K through 12 Christian school. There's nothing wrong with a lot of things. But every church can't do everything. But if every church would do the vision that God has called them to do, then it would all get taken care of. Not try to do what somebody else doing. I mean, I don't know, several years ago, Craig was somewhere preaching, and they said, and he went to some kind of meeting or something. They said, well, they're not doing that at Rhema anymore. And he said, what difference does that make? You know, that's what's happening in a lot of places. Oh, that's what they're not, you know, they're not doing it. Hey, what difference does it make what we do? That church is that church. This church is this church. Each one of us have our own way in what we're supposed to do. Are you with me? You know, at Rhema Bible Church, as in all other parts of this ministry, our vision is go teach my people faith. God gave his mandate to Dad, like I said, September 2nd, 1950. And it's still our same mandate. It was the mandate, it was the thing that raised him off the bed of affliction. Mark 11:23-24. There's no use of me reading it to you. You all, if you hear part of this Rhema family, whether you're here or anywhere else in the world, you know that is the foundation of all Rhema. You know, no matter what department it is, what you're doing, we got to realize that is still our mandate. Go teach my people faith. No matter the subject we're teaching, whether it's on the airways, the internet, church, school, printed page, teach my people faith. You see, our vision has always been teach faith by the airways, the radio the first. In fact, that's what God told Dad. Printed page, radio, now TV, and the school. That's been our vision. And then the Lord told me to start the church in 85, and the vision of this church has always been our main goal is to teach people faith. Right? How many of you know that's our main goal around here? Right? See, we live in life unlimited. That's our motto. It's based on off of John 10:10, which said, I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. I've come that you might enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. This is just another way of teaching people faith. Hello. You see, the scripture gives us the faith to live life unlimited. At Rhema Bible Church, we have a vision. Our vision is to live life unlimited, teaching and preaching the Word of God, providing excellent children's programs and ministries, providing powerful worship. If you don't know what I'm doing, I'm casting your vision right now. Ministering the power of God to people. Bringing healing to the sick. Restoring those that have fallen. Sending people to the world to teach faith. Making a difference in the community. With Rockets Over Rhema. The Harvest Carnival. We had over 5,000 people at the Harvest Carnival, and I forget how many it was how many salvations we had. We had quite a few salvations. 26 salvations. No, how many? 161. I knew it was over that many.
I think it was 26 adults.
Yeah, yeah. So we have 161 salvations from the Harvest Carnival. The Christmas lights. telling people that Jesus is the light of the world. Our We Care Center, in which we minister to others. And they all, not only do they give them food and clothes and furniture, but they minister salvation to those people when they come in over there. Everybody asks, want to ask, well, how do you accomplish all this? And now there's only one answer: by faith. By faith. We have, the Lord told Dad that he had learned faith by example, by doing it himself. We have learned faith around here. Now we're teaching others how to believe God. We don't implement our own ideas. We believe to do what God has revealed for Rhema Bible Church to do. I said Rhema Bible Church. This one right here. It's not up to me what some of the other churches that are part of the Rhema family. It's not up to me to give them vision for their, they have their vision. The Rhemas and other parts of the world. I can't get vision for Tony and Patsy in Australia. I can give them ideas. I can give them some help, but their vision has to come from the Lord. See, we need to zero in on our vision. Listen, we got some other good churches in this town, other good charismatic churches. But let me tell you what, their vision is their vision, our vision is our vision. And if everybody will run with their own vision, then we'll accomplish the will of God for the whole church. Not just the local church. The whole church is the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's everybody all over the world, made up of local churches. And you know, I sometimes get a little appalled at different people. Well, this church is doing this and this church is doing. Praise God. If that's what God told them to do, if that's their vision, hey, praise the Lord for it. We don't have to follow that. That's not our vision. Hello now. You see, by faith, we'll continue to do all of these things and more as God gives the vision. By faith, we'll touch more people's lives. By faith, we'll minister healing to the sick and see them made whole. By faith, we'll help those that are less fortunate than we are. And as I was going through the we have so much going on, so much vision. I sometimes, but I forget our nursing home ministry, evangelism. Our evangelism. Our prison ministries. I mean, there's that. What is that doing? We're teaching people faith. Hello. See the and if we're going, we need to have the be together like Paul said. Let everybody have speak the same thing. I want to go back and I want to read what Paul said there again, in that. Let me find it. Here it is. I'm going to read the New Century Version. All of you agree with each other, not be split into groups. I beg that you completely join together by having the same kind of thinking and the same purpose. Achieving, J.B. Phillips says, achieving a unity in thought. Let us be together with our vision. And let us be appreciative of every department in the church. So many times we have division because this group, well, they get more attention than the traffic workers. people up here on the stage. That doesn't mean that they're not any more important. Actually, I sometimes think, I was telling them the other night, they were standing out in the cold, and I told them, thank you. All the time I roll my windows down as I drive by, I say, thank you. But when we stop and think, the people right now that are working with our kids, they're important. Because you couldn't be enjoying the service if you just haven't taken care of your child. But I want to tell you what, they're just not babysitting back there. Even the babies, they teach them a lesson, a Bible lesson, you know, just a little one, but I mean a few words, but they start teaching them. Our youth, the things that is happening with our new youth building, the fifth quarter, we've had several people that have come that and now have gotten saved and are now a part of the youth group because they come to that after the ball game, they call it the fifth quarter, and they come. Praise the Lord. See, we all need to realize we need everybody in this church. We need everybody, young, old. We all need each other. We need the youth. We need their enthusiasm, their drive. They need our experience. And if we'll all work together, we can accomplish the vision that God has given for Rhema Bible Church. Why am I talking about all this? Because people are always wanting to see what our vision is. I think I've laid it out pretty good today. I think I've laid the vision out for Rhema Bible Church in a very good way, I feel. I don't know. That's the way I do it. But I want us to see that we can be all we can be with our vision that God has for us. Unless anytime anybody says something about somebody, well, praise the Lord. Lord, praise God. That's not us. We're Rhema. Thank God. You know, God has, everybody has a vision, and if they'll follow it, then we'll experience more blessing right here in your life, right here in this church, as we follow His vision. As we follow the vision, we'll reach more people for Christ. See, God's vision for Rhema Bible Church enables us to see what can be accomplished and use our faith to walk there. We may not see it in the natural, but we see it here in our vision in the spiritual. And I'll be out front leading. You know, people always talk about leadership. Well, hey, if you're a leader's out front, he's not behind. A leader's not behind pushing, he's leading. Hey, I'm out here to lead. How many want to follow me with the vision of Rhema Bible Church and go teach people faith? Today is the day to hook up more than you've ever hooked up before to the vision. Thank God for all of you. I know, man, I got the greatest church in the world. I tell pastors that all the time. Because you are the ones that make it great. I have the opportunity to just be called the leader. But it's time for us to step it up a notch. It's time for us to get the vision and run with it. You know, it said, write it and make it plain. I think I made it plain today so that we can run with it. You know, like a horse. If any of you ever ride a horse, you keep that bit back. If he ever is able to push that bit forward and get the bit in his mouth, you can't stop him. He's going to run. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Yeah. All right, let's get the vision and grab a hold of it. and let's run with the vision so that we can be all that God wants us to be and we can accomplish what God wants us to accomplish in Rhema Bible Church. Our future, and I've preached this before, is as bright as the promises of God. Our future is as bright as and will take us as far as we let our vision of what God wants us to do carry us. Go teach my people faith. Heavenly Father, I have tried today to lay out the vision of what you've given us for this church. And I thank you for all of these people that sit under the sound of my voice that are buying into the vision and are helping us to accomplish that mandate and that vision. I thank you, Father, that we will be able to go further and farther than we've ever gone before as we run with your vision to reach humanity with faith in God. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Will you give me a vote of confidence today and say, I'll run with you, Pastor, with the vision. Would you stand up and give me a vote of confidence? This is your church. This is our church. It's not my church. This is our church. And as we all are in unity and all in harmony, man, we're going to accomplish something. I was listening to sometimes I listen to some of the sports talk shows, and I heard a coach talking. And he said, they asked him, they said, why has all of a sudden this team turned around and last year they were 9-1, is the basketball coach, and this year you're 9-0. And he said, the players finally bought in to the vision of what I was trying to accomplish. They turned it around. See, and that's what Paul was trying to tell the Corinthian church. Everybody get together and look what you can accomplish. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Well, bow your heads for just a moment. I would like to invite anybody that doesn't know Jesus Christ, their personal Savior. That's what it is. Come and join us and be a part of us by accepting Jesus Christ. If there's anybody like that or anybody that needs to rededicate their life to God, I want to pray with you right now. Let me see your hand anywhere in this congregation, anybody, anywhere. Let me see your hand right now. Praise the Lord. Father, if there be anyone that does not know you, I pray that you administer to them. May the Spirit of God go with them. May conviction be with them until they stop. Rededicate their life or accept you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. I trust you got something out of this today. If you've been wondering what our vision is, I don't think that there's any more wonder. Amen. Hallelujah. On Rhema TV, we had 1,746. And on Facebook Live, we had 2,300 people at different times tune in. I don't know how many of them stayed with us at the whole service. Thank you for being there. Now you know what we're all about. And you're our extended family. So you just do it there where you're at. Praise God. Hey, Connection Team, go find our first-time guests and take them to get that special gift that we've got prepared for them. We are so glad that you chose to be with us today. Let's give those first-time guests another hand. Thank you for being with us today. Praise the Lord. Staff, would you go to the door so we can shake hands with everybody? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Tonight at 6 o'clock, be right here. Listen, I start my 2018 crusade schedule this week. In fact, I'm leaving as soon as I get through shaking hands. We'll be in St. Augustine, Florida tonight. So anybody down there in that area, if you know anybody, let them know. At Anchor of Faith Church, starts at 6:30. We'll be there. tonight, Monday night, Tuesday night, and then we go down to North Miami Beach to Words of Life there Wednesday night, Thursday night, and Friday night. But y'all be here, okay? Y'all pray for our crusade team as we're out there. That, and in fact, I didn't even mention that, that's part of our vision here also, is to go out. And so praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hey, I'm going to barrel down that aisle right there in just a moment so I can shake hands with y'all. They're going to sing a chorus to dismiss, but let me get down that aisle right there, please. All right. And we'll see you tonight right here and Wednesday night at 7 for Hour of Power. Don't forget all the announcements. If you want the Bible, go and get a hold of that too. God bless you. We'll see you next Sunday. We'll see you right here Sunday night. Amen. Hey, remember, I got the internet. I can check in on you. And I'll call up there and tell them, hey, pan the audience. Let me see who's there. So don't play hooky on me. God bless.